Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And a good Saturday morning to you. And boy, what a great weather day for the opening day of turkey season in Louisiana. It's been long awaited. A lot of folks wish it would have opened earlier. I think it should have, but that's another story we'll talk about for another day. Well, winners. We have to announce today. They announced the winners of the Louisiana Wildlife Federation and the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Hunter Youth Hunters of the Year. There's four of them, and one of them I know very well. We'll tell you who they are and also tell you about the winner for that sportsman's package. That drawing was done at Double D, and we've got a winner of that sportsman's package, that wonderful rifle. We'll tell you who the lucky hunter was that got that one. We also got live fishing reports all across the coast from our field staff. They're standing there ready and waiting to tell you where to go and how to catch them. And we're going to also have a preview of our latest Tigers in the Wild TV episode with LSU pitcher and outdoorsman Cade Woods. We'll hear from Cade in the second hour of the program. And I want to tell you, we are live on location at Marsh and Bayou's annual Spring Fling. And Ben Tiblier is joining me now. We're here at the store, and the door is open if you want to come on by and get some early shopping in. Ben, we got a big day planned today. What's going on at
the
celebration?
Yes, sir. Good morning. How are you?
Glad
Mr.
to be
Don?
Back this year, man.
Here
this
we
is
are.
Like, what, 3-4 years
this
now?
This is 3 years in a row that we're doing this. It's always a blast.
And what is going to be
doors
here
are
for
open.
People coming by?
Today is all about just fishing. It's all about springtime, and the weather's nice, and the fish are starting to bite, so we got a bunch of sales going on. We have a bunch of reps coming in here, and it's going to be a good time.
You got some door prizes and
we
stuff
do.
To give away?
Yeah, we have giveaway stuff. We're also giving away a turtle box today, so you can enter to win that, and that will be.
So what is that, an opposite of a box turtle? A turtle
exactly.
box?
That's right. Yep. You don't feed it. You feed electricity. But it's just a Bluetooth speaker is what it is. It's rugged. It's waterproof. It's loud. And it's people love them right now.
So if somebody's listening to this radio program right now on the boat and they drop it in the water, it'll keep playing.
It's going to keep on playing. Nope. It's going to keep on going. The battery lasts 20 hours also.
Great. You're also going to have some food out here. We got a special chef coming out here.
We do. My brother.
What is his name? His name is
His name is Chris Tiblia. He's got some sheep head from Captain Rich with Blue Line Charter Service. And he's going to be frying up some sheep head this afternoon for sure. Actually, probably around 11.
A little bit of an early lunch.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
I love
it's going to be good. He's already back there.
Yeah. Once he got a special batter mix.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't tell me his secrets, though. That's what he does.
No, you know how that goes.
I think it's probably just a little bit of salt, maybe a little pepper.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't take much. Also, we're going to talk to Captain Richard McCloskey, the guy that provided those. And if you're interested in booking a trip with him, he's got a great operation. Get him to tell his story. What do you think is the top-selling bait right now?
Right now,
freshwater and one for saltwater.
Freshwater-wise, we've been selling a lot of 6 cents baits. A lot of the worms, the divine worm, and also the sweet baits, the big old glide baits. The guys in Toledo Bend come over here, and they buy these things, and they go, and they wear them out some big old bass.
How about the saltwater side?
Matrix shad's always hot.
Always.
Ghost minnow's always hot. And Also, people have been buying a lot of mirror lures over the grass. You know, the grass is starting to come up, so they've been throwing that for a speckled trout.
Well, I know we got Blaine Salter coming over here from the JB Crappie Poles. And if you want to learn how to fish with that crappie jig pole that he's got, it's a special made thing. It's a lot of fun. He'll be doing demonstrations for that. Anybody else coming out? A manufacturer's rep's going to be here?
Yeah, David O'Donnell's going to be out here. He's going to be talking about SRD20. He's also going to be talking about SKUs, which is a new footwear line that we picked up. It's real lightweight. Non-skid, non-marking soles. It's a great show. It really is, and he's a great guy.
All right. Store hours today?
Today we're open from 9 to 5.
All right. Well, actually, 5 to 5.
Actually, we're here right now.
Right. Doors open if you want to come
by. It is open. Come on out.
Give people the best directions, whether they're coming from Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Mississippi Coast.
So if you're coming from the South Shore, of course, you go over the causeway, and you get off. You take your first exit at the Monroe Street exit, and you just come up. Literally, it'll bring you right to our door right here on Florida Street. If you're coming from the Baton Rouge area, you're going to get off at 59, which is the Abita Springs exit, and come straight down, take the red light at Florida Street, and we'll be about, take a right, and we'll be a mile on your left.
All right. We also have our text line open for you here. It comes right in direct to the studio. I'm getting some in already, 504-260-1870. I got a good turkey story to share with you. If you've got one, we'd love to hear from you. Mix in your fishing reports with our fishing reports, your questions, your comments. It's all welcome at 504-260-1870. We're back right after this. We're going to get a fishing report from Shell Beach. Right here, live and direct from Marsh and Bayou in Mandeville, Spring Fling. You're listening to Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, back live at Marsh and Bayou's Mandeville location. Beautiful store. These guys pride themselves on keeping the merchandise that really works here along the Gulf Coast. Come on in and say hello. Take part in all the festivities. It's called the Spring Fling. Big, deep discounts. If you're a hunter, 40% off on some steel shot that's remaining, and he's got a pretty good supply of it. Also, some of the rods and reels as much as 50% half off. Lots of good deals. Going to have food and draw prizes. Going to be a great day to come on out to Marsh and Bayou. Let's go down to Shell Beach and chat with Robbie Campo for a few minutes. Robbie, how you doing this morning?
Well, doing great, Don. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How's that wind going to be today? It looks like it later on it might come up a little blow, but that might not be such a bad thing if the gnats are going to be out today, which this is kind of a gnat type of day.
Well, I tell you, Don, the wind has switched to the northeast, which is good. You know, we experienced northwest winds just about all week. We had very low water conditions. Water is still low this morning. If you're going to run out of the Spalls Canal, like so many people do, when you get to the other end, it's been a big mud flat on the other end. I had several people stuck down there yesterday. This is where your CETO membership comes in handy. Make sure you have that call Christian Orfanello and get a CETO membership, please, because it's not if, it's when, people. You will get stuck or broke down or something, and they will come get you. And that's what happened yesterday, Don. We had so many people stuck down on the end of Spalls Canal. CETO had a field day yesterday pulling people out. And it's just been low water conditions all week, muddy water, hard to catch fish in muddy water all week. They did manage to pull a few redfish out of the hatch this week. I didn't see as many trout as I wanted to see this week, but nevertheless, I mean, you know, given the fishing conditions that were, you know, that we had, I don't think the guys did bad. And today, look, if it was going to be me, I think I would be around on the backside of that dam, fishing points, or maybe going out to, you know, towards the Long Rocks, at least towards Anastasio. That's the only place that had clean water yesterday. And, you know, we got a little wind shift that it's supposed to start coming out of the east throughout the day, is what I'm told. Now, if that's going to happen, I don't know, but it is northeast right now. So, but anywhere behind Stump Lagoon, it was really low water conditions back there also. It's just be careful where you're going today. Don, it's just, unless this water turns around and comes back in, you're going to have kind of experience the same thing this morning as they did all during the week. One thing I do want to mention today is the Irish-Italian Eslanos Parade in Chalmette. So if you're coming down here, your only outlets to get back home, if you live in Metairie, is to go back up St. Bernard Highway, or if you from across the lake on the North Shore, is to hit Jacob Drive, I believe it is, right past Valero, and go out the back and then hit 510, hit Genie Street and hit 510. So we have that thing, and that's going to have Judge Perez cluttered up most of the day. Live shrimp or we don't have many. I'm going to say that. Due to low water conditions, boats couldn't get around like they wanted to get from spot to spot. Don, it was just a hectic week. I think we're probably going to be out of shrimp for 6:30 or so. So make phone calls, people. David Dixon over at Bait Inc. They have live bait. Mr. Tony Cucci over in just down the road from them, over behind Gulf Outlet Marine, the Quality Inn Motel. They have live shrimp. Make phone calls, people. I think Jack has some. Hope they'll have some. So make phone calls before you come down here and expect me to have it. I don't know how long it's going to be. We got a big old crowd of people here right now buying up live shrimp. So make sure you make phone calls. That's all the best advice I could give you. Now, if you what was working really well this week with the low water conditions and muddy water conditions was the lemon drop matrix shad plug did really well this week because of the show, I guess, because of the color and the low water conditions would be making it muddy. That plug was on fire this week down here, Don. It worked really well. So if you don't get live shrimp, don't be all discouraged, because lemon head or whatever you call lemon drop plug worked really well.
All right, sounds good, Robbie. I tell you what you might want to do is when you get very low or next to being out of shrimp, why don't you shoot me a text if it's before we go off the air, and I'll put that word out so people won't have to drive all the way down to you and then make another trip back up the road to get live shrimp if that's what they have to have.
Yep, I will keep you posted this morning, Don. And like I said, it was, you know, it's not that we weren't catching bait. We were out every day, but it's just that the water was too low and boats operating behind, you know, the Hopedale-Delacroix area back there right now. And you got a boat that draws 3 feet of water in 3 feet. That don't work out too well. So, you had crab traps, and, man, it was just a hectic week back there, you know, trying to catch bait. So, but we'll do that. We'll keep you posted and let you know. And again, we apologize for last Saturday. today. We didn't have any phone service down here, listeners. So, you know, we apologize for last week. Mr. Glenn couldn't call in while I was turkey hunting in Texas. So, we didn't get phone service down here till 10 o'clock. So, again, we apologize for that, and we'll try not to – nothing we could do about it, but, we'll try not to let that happen again.
Well, all the people that got mad will get over it in 100 years or so it's no big deal.
Okay? Yeah, probably so.
All right, Rob. Have fun down there. Thanks for the fishing, the meteorological report, and also the traffic update. We appreciate all
do
down there for us in the parish.
Absolutely. Right, talk to you later, Don. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. There he goes, Robbie Campo. All right, we're at Marsh and Bayou in Mandeville. Doors are open. Come on by and say hello and do some shopping. Got some text messages. We'll share those with you. Coming up next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we're back live at Marsh and Bayou Spring Fling in Mandeville. The doors are open early. This is going to be going on to 5 o'clock this afternoon. All kind of discounts on products. Shotgun shells, 40% off and remain in stock. Lots of deals on rods, reels. Got some giveaways, including a turtle box. And Chris Chiblet is going to be frying some fish out here a little bit later on. So it's going to be a great day to come on by here and meet some other fishermen. Talk a little fishing while you're here. Checking on our text message board, got this message in from 5652, said, Robbie should have just said, looks like a good day to stay home. It's never a good day to stay home. No turkeys and no fish are ever caught or killed on the sofa, trust me. And Wingbone's checking in from Wilmer, Alabama, no turkey hunting, he's doing chores today. Well, that's you're passing up a good day there, Wingbone, but I'm sure you got some work to do. All right, we got this question from the big man Bassin in Mandeville. Wants to know what time Blaine Salter's demo on the jig poles is going to be this morning. He told me he'll be here by 8, and he'll be here for a while. So that would be 8 at the earliest, and any time after that, come on out and see him. He's got a great product. We got the Dulac Fishing Club checking in. They got a crawfish ball going on. Oh, I wish I was down there today. And Captain Rossell, redfish, limits all week long. Having a great weekend down there at the Burris area of Cajun Fishing Adventures. Mike from Hammond wants to know about dredging by Highway 1 in Fouchon and Grand Isle. We'll find out that from Captain Darrell Carpenter. He'll be on top of that. Backstrap Stacker checking in from Clark County, Alabama. Finishing up spring break at the camp, but it came together yesterday. The little backstrapper, he bagged a triple bearded tom, and they're headed back out this morning to try again. He's officially hooked. Well, way to pass it on. And congratulations, little backstrap stacker, for a triple beard. That's a great first kill turkey, no doubt about that. All right, joining us here is Chris Basie. Chris, good to have you here with us.
Thank you, Don. It's good to be here.
You're not shopping early. I know you got plans to go fishing pretty soon. What you got going on this weekend?
Yeah, I got my tournament, the Bass Assassins, on Sunday over at Chifuncta. So right after this, I'm headed out there to go do some scouting.
How's the fishing been on Chifuncta?
About 3 weeks ago, they were already moved up on beds. The bass were already spawning.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go check out those spots here. If they're not active, I'm going to go to look for the shad spawn deal, see if they're already on that.
Is this an open tournament or strictly for members?
It's open.
So what's the deal? What's the entry fee, and where can they sign up to get on it?
It's an individuals tournament. So if there's two people in a boat, you got to keep your fish separate. It's $20 each person, $5 once a year for club dues, and you just show up at the launch on 4th Street Launch and sign up.
People not familiar with that little 4th Street Launch. They've kind of done some improvements there lately, haven't they?
They have started, yeah. They got a lot more to do, but they started, yeah.
And what's the best directions you can tell people how to get there? I guess if they know where St. Paul's High School is, right down the road from there.
Right. It is right by St. Paul's. If you're coming from Slidell or Hammond, if you get off at the Target exit, mm-hmm. Highway 21, you go up to the hospital, turn next to the hospital, follow that to the stop sign, take a right, and then you'll see 4th Street on the left.
Yeah, good little launch. And what access do you have? It puts you into – actually, I think that's the Boga Falaya where you put you in right there.
That is actually the Boga Falaya, and then right around the corner it tees in with the Beta. Yeah, they'll beat it, and then it tees in at the interstate with.
Yeah, they call that the Three Rivers area because right. The Three Rivers all kind of meet there.
Yep.
What kind of bass stringer would you expect to win that tournament this weekend, given the situation where spawn just ended, things might be a little tough, huh?
Yeah, these guys, they figure them out. So they're gonna humble me, and they'll probably end up with 12 pounds or so, 10 to 12.
That's not a bad catch if you can get that.
Yeah.
And what time's the weigh-in?
At noon.
At noon. Okay, yeah. Now if somebody wants to sign up and join the club, can they do it online?
No, you have to show up at the launch and pay there. We leave at Safe Light, so get there early so you can sign in.
How many tournaments do you have a year?
I have 18 a year.
Wow, you guys stay busy.
Yeah, two a month.
And they're all on Sundays or Saturdays?
All on Sundays, the first Sunday and third Sunday of each month, and the winner will draw for the next location. So we don't know where the next location is yet.
Okay, great. And where else might it be?
It'll be Lock One, Crawford's Landing, East Pearl, Bayou Lacombe, and Bayou Liberty.
What's your favorite? Lacombe?
I like Liberty, but Chifunct has usually been good to me. So I like Chifunct at the results anyway of that tournament.
Hot bait for the spring. Give us a tip.
For this spring, probably my favorite, which is a chug bug because the shad spawn's fixing to happen. Frog is going to be a killer. You know, when you get up shallow, I think that salt is still pretty strong right now in the water, so that's going to keep them shallow all year. So, yeah, I'd say stick with the top water.
You wouldn't lie to us, would you?
No,
I don't think so. All right, Chris Basie. Thanks, Chris.
No problem.
Thanks for stopping by, and good luck on your tournament. Invite people to fish with you guys.
I appreciate it, Don. Good to see you.
All right, we'll be right back after this. We're at Martian Bayou Spring Fling, Mandeville, Florida Boulevard. Come by and see us. We're going to be here on the air till 7. I'll be hanging around till lunchtime because we got some special fried fish going to be served up a little bit later on. Come on by and sample it. We'll be back right after this pause, where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, Ben Tiblier's got some early customers in here in the store shopping. Want to thank Roy from Slidell. He stopped by to say hello and meet us here. Always good to meet some of the listeners, and we got that opportunity this morning. We're at Marsh and Bayou. Now, you probably know them for their magazine. Each month, there's a great little magazine, all the hunting and fishing in South Louisiana, but they also have a retail store, and this is a beautiful little store in Mandeville. It's easy to find right on the main drag called Florida Avenue. It's also known as Highway 190 in Old Mandeville. Just come on by and come on in and say hello and meet Chris and Ben, and even if you're not shopping for something particular today, you may see something you need down the road, and you can register for those prizes. I got to tell you, that shotgun shell deal, if you're a duck hunter and you need steel shot, 40% off. That's a brings you a pretty good price. You can get those for next season. You know you're going to need them. All right, we're going to take a quick 10-second station identification pause. When we come back, I'm going to talk about some winners of some drawings and the winners, four of them, that will be honored next week in Baton Rouge as Youth Hunters of the Year. Back with that, but first we'll let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we're back and talking about winners. You know, we told you about the Double D Meat Company had their Sportsman's Package raffle. They were giving away a 308 rifle, an X-Bolt White Gold Medallion. I got to put that baby in my hands. I'll tell you, what a beautiful rifle with a Leopold scope, came with a leather case. And they were drawing from all the entries. Entries were when you brought Double D a hog or a deer or an exotic, anything you wanted processed. They gave you a raffle ticket. And I'm proud to announce and happy to tell you, Todd Francis of New Orleans was this year's winner. And he is now the owner of a brand new 308 Browning X-Bolt White Gold Medallion rifle with that Leopold scope. So congratulations, Todd. And I hope you get to put it to good use next deer season. All right, also winners of the Louisiana Wildlife Federation and the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery. These two organizations joined together, and they offer Youth Hunters of the Year Award. Now, they had put it on hold because of COVID and other things, and it's back now. And this year, instead of having just one male Youth Hunter of the Year and one female, they decided to give two awards in each of the categories. And this is based on not how many points the deer was or the length of the turkey spurs and beard or anything to do with that. It's all about expressing through a written article and pictures their hunting experience, who they were with, what they learned, and how much they enjoyed it. And they have a team of judges that get these in. There were 37 entries this year. And I'm happy to tell you that my grandnephew, Drew Dubuque, was one of the co-winners of the Male Youth Hunter of the Year, along with Blaze Coco. Those are the two guys. The two girls is Lizzie Fry and Paisley Stevenson. Now, coming up this coming Friday night at the Boudreaux's Catering location on Government Street in Baton Rouge, this is going to be the 58th Annual Conservation Achievement Awards. Those awards will be presented in, I think, there's seven or eight categories. The Governor's Conservation Award will be presented. And as part of that, the Youth Hunters of the Year will be honored. They each get a $100 gift certificate to Academy Outdoors, and they get the bragging rights for being the Youth Hunters of the Year. So congratulations to those four, and hope to see them out there. All right, and by the way, that is open to the public. You can get a ticket at $75 for individual tickets. If you want a table of eight, it's $600. And look up Louisiana Wildlife Federation on Facebook, or you can look on their website, and you get information for ticket purchases. All right, we got this text coming in. Want to know if that is going to be oil-fried catfish and not air-fryer. Last week we had a discussion on, do you prefer air-fried fish or oil-fried fish? And by far, the winner is the oil-fried fish. I don't think there's any question that they come out better, taste better. But now, for convenience and cleanliness and easy cleanup and no oily mess, air-fryer serves a purpose. But, yeah, those fish that are going to be fried out here today, which I am told are some delicious filleted sheephead that were fresh caught, they will be oil fried. Now, the secret batter, we'll see if we can get Chris Tiblier to share that with us. All right, we'll be right back after this, and we're going to be talking to a captain who caught those fish and provided them. He's a professional guide, and he's going to be talking to us from Pensacola. That's not where he guides. He guides down the river, but he's there on vacation, and we'll chat with him next. Coming up here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, we're back live at Marsh and Bayou's Spring Fling. Those of you who remember Keith Lusher used to do a little radio program with us. He's in the store today. We'll be chatting with him a little bit later on. Of course, he's a purveyor and owner of North Shore Fishing Report, a great website, and we'll catch up with Keith, find out what he's been up to. Also, if you're ready to come over and get some of these deals and sign up to win some of the prizes, you're welcome. The doors are open. It's a little bit early for them. Normally open up around 8 or 9 o'clock. They open the doors at 5 o'clock just in honor of us being here with the radio show. So come on by, say hello, and get a little bit of early shopping done, and hang around for some of the demonstrations that have been going on for some of the fishing experts, and also take advantage of a lot of great deals. All right, there's going to be a fish fry, too, and Chris Tiblier is probably working his way right now, getting everything prepared to come out here and serve up some good old fried sheep's head. And the guy who was providing it joins us now, Captain Richard McCloskey. Richard, thanks for getting up with us this morning. Of course, as a fishing guide, this is normal wake-up time for you, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. You're welcome. I appreciate you having me on. And
well, thanks for
it's nice. It's a little later than usual I get to get up, so not
yeah.
bad.
Yeah. Well, tell us about blue line fishing. You got an interesting story on how you became a fishing guide.
I do. I before I was a fishing guide, I was a policeman in Baton Rouge. And, the name's kind of a play on words, blue line. And believe it or not, people all think, well, a lot of people think of blue line. They don't even think about the police part of it. They just think, oh, he must use blue fishing line, yeah? And that's common. But, yeah, so I was a policeman in Baton Rouge for 12 years. And then the two permanent guys that fished for me are Captain Drew White and Captain Shane Mook, and they were both my bosses, essentially, when I was in the narcotics division in Baton Rouge. And we've all left and become fishing guides full-time now. So we have an interesting story. For sure.
You know, I'm always interested to hear about people who leave one profession for another one. It's something that I did about 35 years ago, and it was the best thing I ever did. What would you say to people who, for whatever reason, they're not happy with the career that they've chosen and what they're doing, but, boy, they love fishing or hunting and think that they could maybe make a go of that? What would you say to them before they made that jump?
I'd say just research it and make sure you know what you want to do. And go for it. But once you do it, just make sure you commit fully. And once you commit, you know, just go forward and keep driving until you get what you want to do. You know, it wasn't the easiest thing, but it was pretty smooth. I had some pretty good help. I had some good advice from people, and I just kept hustling, and it worked out. And now we have a good operation out of Venice, Louisiana, and it's been great.
You know, I think it's important to mention to people that when they do make that change, they're getting into a service business. It's not like, hey, I'm getting paid to watch me catch fish. You're actually helping people and guiding them and taking care of their needs and educating and giving them information. So it's really a service. It's a job. It's not all fun.
No, it's not all fun. It's especially the fishing and hunting industry. It's long hours, and you just really – you do need to know what you get into for sure. You know, it's not a vacation. But it is a lot of fun. You get to meet some really interesting people, and generally you have a great time at work.
Well, you sound like you did a real successful trip and provided a lot of sheep's head, and that's one fish we have no limits on, no creel limit, no size limit. What's your tactics for approaching sheephead, and how popular is that with customers?
Over the past few years, it's gotten really popular. Believe it or not, and I know you've been in the industry a long time, and 10 years ago, you never heard of somebody booking a guided fishing trip for sheephead. And we had a bunch of them last year, this time of year when they're schooled up at the wellheads. The ones I caught for the fish fry, I was out in Breton Sound in about 10-15 foot of water at those small wellheads. And I was using live shrimp on the bottom with a 3/8 ounce H&H jig head. Just cast it up to the pylon on the wellhead and let it fall. Those fish, they were schooled up, you know, thick. They were when I would land one, there'd be two or three sheephead with each one coming up to the net all the way to the boat. So it was instant. As soon as you cast, before you even really clicked it, the reel, it was on.
You know, Richard, a lot of people say, yeah, sheephead are great. They fight really good. They're good for the kids. There's plenty of them. But, man, I just hate to clean them. What are any secrets you got on tips for cleaning sheephead?
Well, I would say this, make sure you avoid the bones. And the way I do it is I just come straight, almost straight up them, then it's hard to describe. But if you avoid the bones, don't try to cut through all the bones. You get that nice top piece of meat, and it's really not that bad. I use a serrated Dexter knife to clean them, and I just come straight up the rib cage and avoid them, and the fillet comes right off.
Yeah, and you don't get a whole lot because you do have a lot of rib bones, but, boy, you can get so many fish, you can provide a lot for the fish fry.
No, it's great meat. You talked about long hours of fishing, guys. Yesterday was my birthday, but I caught those fish the evening before, put them on ice. So I got up early on my birthday, cleaned fish before I picked up my customers yesterday.
That's a happy birthday treat.
Oh, yeah, it's a birthday treat, cleaning fish at 3:30 in the morning.
Richard, do you have any lodging down there, or do you work with one of the marinas that offers that if people want to come make that trip to Venice?
Yes, sir. We have lodging at Venice Marina. Right now we have three houseboats in the marina. One sleeps 9 people, another one sleeps 7, the other one sleeps 5. So we can provide big groups, big corporate groups, family groups, anything you need, we can do for you. We also can provide all-inclusive lodging. If you need us to provide food and drinks, we do that as well.
Yeah, it's a one-stop shop. Richard, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, find out more information about dates, access, and get a look at your boats and stuff, you got a website, Facebook page?
Yes, sir, we do. If you check us out at BlueLineCharterService.com, and also same spelling for our Facebook page, Instagram, and also TikTok. So you can check us out, and then my phone number, if you want to give me a call, is 225-276-5263, and I appreciate it. Just give me a call, and we'll take care of you.
Repeat that phone number one more time.
It's 225-276-5263.
All right, very good. Thanks for the report, and nice chatting with you, and thanks for the fish, especially for today. People are going to be happy you provided them. Have a good weekend, and happy birthday, Richard.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot for taking time talking to me this morning.
All righty. Richard McCloskey, there he goes, with the Blue Line Charters. Check him out. All right, coming back after this, Darrell Carpenter joins us. We're going to find out what the dredging situation is down there. Got some text messages to share with you. and also lots of more fishing reports coming your way. Stick around. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And welcome back into our live on-location broadcast from Marsh and Bayou Store in Mandeville. Got their spring fling going by. Invite you to come on by. Let's get a fishing report from Grand Isle with Captain Darrell Carpenter. Darrell, good morning.
Good morning, Don. How are you?
Hey, doing well, man. We got a nice little crowd coming down here. We got a big day ahead of us. We're going to find out about your day, but I had a question came in early. Mike from Hammond said he saw some dredging down by Highway 1 between Fouchon and Grand Isle. He wanted to know how long that's going on, what are they doing, and how does it affect the fishing there?
Man, who knows? I mean, that's a private project. I don't know of any public project that's going on down there. They've got a couple of long-reach excavators down there. In that private property between Highway 1 and the Gulf, I did see that they're building some terraces in there. I don't know of any public project that's going on. I don't know if they're doing it simply for, you know, the government sponsoring all these oyster cages and stuff. I don't know if they're doing it to put some of those in there or just a ridge building. Shouldn't affect you much, I mean, because it's in that one little area all the way far to the west by the cell phone tower at Fouchon. But I wouldn't think it would affect very much on those roadside fishermen.
All right, very good. What else is going on down there? Well, we're getting into some warmer weather, but the winds have been a little pesky lately.
Man, you could take Robbie's and replay it, and you'd be talking about Grand Isle too, man. When I tell you it has been years since I've seen the water this low, consistently this low, and of course when it's low and you get a 20-25 mile an hour blow like we had earlier in the week, it muddies everything up, it stirs up the bottom. But I'm sitting here at the dock, got the lights on at the dock this morning. It looks like it's trying to clean up. I know toward the end of that incoming tide yesterday it tried to clean up. But, you know, the wind, I mean, we had that west, southwest wind yesterday, and with a strong incoming tide, and it just, man, I dreaded going across that bay so much I didn't go across that bay. We stayed close, and I guess the only difference is we were able to scratch out pretty good catches of trout. You got to leave when you've got conditions like this. You've got to leave, and you've got to have it in your mind that we go and make memories. And then take whatever the good Lord gives you, and you just got to slow down and let him give it to you. You know, you can't be hopping around everywhere and getting happy feet, as I call it, thinking that there's going to be something better around the next rock, because it's just slow and steady and pound it out.
Yeah, a good rule of thumb. Rarely do you leave fish to find fish, unless you got some already caught and you just want to do a little bit of experimentation. But a lot of times that's the wrong move to make. But that's what it is. Sometimes it's like a chess game. You know, you got to make the right move, and you got several choices. And sometimes it's right, sometimes it's wrong.
Yep. Well, you know, like yesterday, I may have fished three spots all day yesterday because we were hiding from the wind. I had a father-daughter making memories trip, you know, with his 12-year-old daughter. And at the end of the day, I think I just put 23 trout in ice chest from yesterday. So, I mean, that's respectable, you know. I mean, you just had to take it slow and know that every 15, 20 minutes you're going to get a bite.
And how were you fishing?
Oh, it was strictly, as muddy as that water was, Don, it was strictly live shrimp under a cork. Floating it over what some rocks and so forth, any kind of structure. I threw plastic a few times just to see what they would do, and I got one hit on a plastic later toward the day. But, yeah, this is when you got these kind of conditions, this is when you go ahead and you cheat and you use strictly live bait. You know, might as well increase your chances.
Gotcha. How long is it going to be before we start to follow birds down there? It should start working pretty soon, huh?
They should, Don. The shrimp that we're catching right now, and it's like this week, it's like with this new moon we've got coming, the shrimp has started showing up, and that's what we need. We need big schools of shrimp and to start moving on the tide. And once they start moving in groups, that's when you'll see the fish ganging up on them and in the birds. Like I said, judging from what we've been catching on the bait side, this week is when it's starting to happen. A bunch of baby browns. So as long as we have good weather, I say in the next 2 to 3 weeks, we're going to start having big schools of shrimp, and you ought to start seeing your first flocks of birds.
Well, that's some of the best part about fishing with bait. If you don't use them up, you can take them home and eat your bait. Huh?
Yes, sir. And look, there's plenty of them, and man, they're big. We got plenty of big white shrimp left over from last year out there in that marsh. And as my neighbor says, he sees me leave in the morning, he just shakes his head. He said, "I cannot believe you wasting those shrimp on fishing."
A lot of people don't want to trade a nice big 12, 14 for a fish. Well, Darryl, give us your phone number if somebody wants to get you. We know your website's realscreamers.com. What's that telephone number?
225-937-6288.
All right, my friend. Thank you for that report. We'll talk with you next week.
Thank you, Don. Y'all have a wonderful day over there on the North Shore.
All right, we will do that. We're at Martian Bayou Spring Fling. When we come back, we're going to talk to Keith Lusher, North Shore Fishing Report, and others. Stay with us. You're listening to Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.